Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, God, and welcome to Finding Sunday. Today is February 21st, 2021, so it's 2/21/21. And this Sunday, we're talking about reimagining who you are. But we've gotten through 7 Sundays, and this is the 8th. And it's 52 Sundays in a year. So, as you're finding who you are and reimagining who you want to be, you can conclude that with each Sunday for every week. Now, the first Sunday, we talked about how do you find your Sunday? The second one was acting in your purpose. The third, we were at peace. The fourth, it was sin is expensive. And what price are you willing to pay? the other was listening for God's voice on the 31st of January. On the 7th of February, it was, "Do you know what it means to be free?" The 14th was about godly love, the 14th of February. And today, out of all those Sundays, now we are imagining, reimagining who you are. Here's some questions you can ask yourself in the midst of this, as who do you see yourself being? How far are you from it? And how can God get you to it? These are questions everyone on this green earth ponders with. But it's really all up to who you serve. That will unearth who you are. And you have to be clear, but that involves humility. The question I have for you is, if you see yourself objectively, who are you really? And again, I say, is humility involved? Can you step outside yourself and see exactly who you are as you would someone else? And that's very hard to do because you have to swallow your pride. The second question is, who and what does God want you to be? And this right here is the pierre resistance. This is the question. And it's a determining factor between desire and drive. What you desire is one thing, and what drives you is another. When you wake up in the morning and throughout your day, before you close your eyes at night, at the end of your day, what is that gnawing feeling that you cannot shake? That no matter what you do for free, you love it so much. It drives you more than you drive you. Sometimes you may not even know why you're doing it. That's how you know who and what God wants you to be. Because he's seriously and always in the pilot seat. He is steering the plane. Now, what you desire can be different, but the drive is where it's always going to land and be. So the final question is, does what you see differ from what God wants you to be? And that goes back to, if you think you have a plan B, that's not it. This is answering the call, no matter who you want to be. Because I can guarantee you, God has more for you than you could ever plan for yourself. He can change your life at the drop of a hat. And that's just letting go, simply letting him in. You don't have to be in a church building. You don't have to be in front of a priest. You can be by yourself, at home, in your car, walking down the road, wherever you choose to be. That's where God is. He resides in thee at all times. So what you desire, when you wake up and you desire during the day and at night, find out to what degree is it dry? Is it simply drive or desire? Desire is simply a want. A drive is a need. And God will give you what you need. So, you can do a comparison to make sure you're in alignment. Just look around at the simple things in your life. And that, my friend, requires discipline. Discipline. Do you see order or chaos? Is it giving you peace? I have to be disciplined enough for me, not just for my job, my friends, and my family. I have to be disciplined for me. You have to be disciplined for you. If you're giving more to everyone else and everything of theirs is in order and you come home and yours is not, who are you really striving to be? You have to give yourself peace and set a standard for yourself in order to set yourself free. In order to live and just simply be. And that's a beautiful, peaceful place to be in. And as you go through this journey, and which is a life's journey, everything starts and ends with you. Everything starts and ends with thee. Because everything comes through you and not to you. So how people are treating you reminds you of how you treat yourself. So certain standards have to be made. Certain boundaries have to be in place. Because as you find yourself, you simply find your Sunday. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for participating in this from all over the world, from Russia to Canada, to South Africa, to Italy and France, the Netherlands, and everywhere in between. We want to thank you for being a part of Finding Sunday.